Yeah, it's basically, it's a ratio. You know, how many people do you have in a county? You know, how densely populated is that county? And so you need to reach a certain threshold, a certain percentage of damage before you meet the ability to get a federal declaration.
Because we have so many taxpayers here.
Right, so we got a lot of people, so our threshold is higher. So even when with 2010, the canyons got flooded out, bunch of mudslides, bunch of buildings damaged. There's no such thing as moderate damage to the federal government either when you're dealing with a disaster declaration. It's 50% or more is fully damaged, and otherwise it's minor damage. So we had a lot of structures that didn't meet that 50% or higher, so it was a bunch of minor damage, even though people's houses were in really bad shape. Couldn't get a declaration for it. And that affects the individual too. That makes you not eligible for individual assistance from FEMA. So that means that you're not going to get money. I mean, you don't ever want to get put in a Katrina trailer or something like that, but you're not going to get that assistance, that financial assistance from FEMA. So, just something to keep in mind. So that's what GEMS is about. These are reports coming from the jurisdiction to kind of give a snapshot of their overall status. And then the activity log is more for your use routinely during a shift. So like I said, with these projectors going in, most of the whiteboard stuff is going away, and we're really going to be expecting people to put information in to the activity logs within WebEOC. So in future drills, EOC-wide drills and stuff, you're going to see more and more use of WebEOC. So again, this is just kind of designed to be an overview for you. One of us will always be here, if not two of us, on every shift in the EOC to help you get logged in. We know that getting logged in is a pain in the butt. I apologize, didn't build it. We just have it. That's my disclaimer. But we're here to help you get logged in. We're here to work with you when you run into hiccups with the system. It's like any IT thing, right? It does weird things, like any software. So we want to try and make it as smooth of a process as we can. And you know, when it all goes away, we'll be right back to paper with what we're all comfortable with. So any thoughts, questions?
Something else to think about, I know, fooling around back here, went into the file library.
Uh-huh.
I noticed the ICS 213 is there. And if you view it, it comes up as a PDF file you can fill in. But because Adobe is not on these machines, you can't save the file.
Adobe should be on the machines.
Adobe Reader. You need the full-blown Adobe Acrobat to be able to save one of those as a separate PDF. However,
I thought you could save as now with a filled out form.
What's that?
I thought you could do a save as now with
the form.
The form
actually comes up and tells you.
You can do save.
You can type into this, but you can't save it if you want to save the information printed.
Maybe there's an old version. I thought the new version lets you save. We'll have to take a look at that. We'll take a look at that.
Well,
there's
your dashboard, check in the morning.
Yeah. But therein
is the answer. The less expensive method is to just get one of the pieces of software that installs a PDF printer.
Right.
And you print the PDF file. Because what you could do is you could type in an ICS 213 or whatever you wanted, you save it, and then you attach it to something you put in the activity log.
Right.
And
right.
Someone else can pick it up, get the answer to that message, ship it back to you, and then you send it out.
And most of these should have a PDF printer on them. Most of these computers.
Okay. Oh, when I went to print on this one, at least it didn't have that option.
Okay, there should be the Bulldog PDF printer. So I'll take a look at both those things. Because yes, I thought you could do a save as.
I missed it. It's Primo PDF.
There you go. That's the one. Yeah.
Okay. I missed it. I apologize.
For city training, is there a website or URL that we can go to for the purpose of strictly training, test site, if you will, because I presume this is blocked from outside the...
Nope, you can get to anywhere you have internet access, you can get to this URL.
I see.
It's webeoc.ocsd.org. Mm-hmm. You can go home and get to it, you can go to the city EOC and you can get to it, and you can log into it at any time using that OC training.
So So it could be used as a, for our folks, say in Nishvieho, to train them on.
Right, yes, so talk.
Kind of the overview that you provided.
Yes, so you know Paul Castamatis?
Yeah.
He will have a login for the city of Mission Viejo. So we were here as kind of the operational area today, so we all use the operational area login. But the city of Mission Viejo has their own login. So you can go in the EOC, you can log in as Mission Viejo, and you can pick your position.
But I would assume that login is production. I mean, it's for the real, for the real deal, not for training.
You can select, you always select your incident. So you can log into this server as Mission Viejo, and you'll select OC training as your incident.
Oh, okay.
And you're good to go. You can play around in there all day, so long as you select OC training. And if you want to get in there for a real event, you just select OC emergency. So OC emergency is for real world events, OC training, because you just want to get in the system and see what it's all about.
I noticed there's a file area. What if we put in like a Word document of our Racy's roster into the file area, so in case we were on ACE and we had to do roll call, we could pull that up and add it as a document into the web EOC thing, so we could do insta roll call,
sure,
we checked out who signed in, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can add any of that. So we can put anything, we can make a folder for you in the file library, we can put stuff in there for you. Absolutely. Yeah, whatever, it's all there to be used. So, absolutely. Just, brainstorm what you want, get some forms together, email them to me. If you guys want your own folder, I'll make a folder for you and I'll put them all in there. Yeah, that takes like 2 minutes of my time. That's easy. Any other thoughts, questions, concerns? You're never going to want to come back to the EOC because we got this weird computer system. Scott?
Have you got this thing set up so nobody can just kind of like intentionally email this log out to ABC News or CBS or something?
Mm-hmm. The only thing we have is on that activity log, it notes that it's for official use only. But there's nothing that prevents somebody from copying and pasting or taking a screenshot or doing any of that.
Mm-hmm. Is this all this data being stored on a cloud someplace or
at the county data center and locally?
That's in a floodplain?
Yes. That's why we also have locally.
mirrored up here.
Yes. Here and then to the county data center. Yes. Yeah, we recognize, especially because we only have a T1 connection from here to the data center. That's it. There's been talk of putting in a wireless microwave link that may or may not happen. We'll see. But
if we put a laptop down in our convan and access it with a air card or something of that nature, can we be active participants in this, or is it strictly the building?
Nope. No. Yeah, anywhere you have internet access. So if you, I know you got that sweet, or you used to have that sweet Hughes dish too. You know, whatever you got, however you can get on the internet, you can get into this. So if you want to be out at a command post and have some internet access there, or even if you, a lot of the mobile command posts have a Wi-Fi hotspot that you can hook up with, and get some internet, and you can contribute straight into this out in the field, as long as you got internet. We're before 9, that's fantastic. All right, any other thoughts, questions, concerns? Perfect. Delia or Ken, do you have anything else for them?
Yes.
Oh, well, good.
I always have. Come on, Ben.
All right, well, I appreciate everybody's time. Hopefully it totally didn't scare you off.
Before I leave.
But as we said before, we appreciate everything that you guys do, the technical skills that you have, and the service that you provide. So we like to have you here. Every time this facility opens, we've got you guys up here. So good deal.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Test the lights on your way.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit some lights, and I've got some certificates.
Thanks for
your attention.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
How was Brian's class? Was it entertaining or what?
I've got certificates for everybody that's on the sign-in sheet. I'm going to set them on the table right outside the door.
I never got a
so. Were you on the sign-in sheet?
Originally?
Where did the sign-in sheet go?
Just look for it out there. If it's not there, leave your name with Ken, we'll get you one. Okay?
Do you want us to shut them down or anything?
Shut these down?
Yeah, if you don't mind, just, at least just log them off. You don't have to shut them all the way down, but you can log them off. And let me turn on the lights.
Okay. So we just have a few more things from the agenda. And the first one is we're going to discuss Baker to Vegas. How many were at Baker to Vegas? From other cities, anyone from other cities, just our city? Okay, Ralph, do you want to give a quick overview on what took place at Baker to Vegas?
We went out?
No, not that kind. I know what you're about to do. Let's give it more detail. First of all, I was there. There's a picture to prove it. I was there.
This year, we did answer a challenge that I think we're going to be answering every year, and that's that the race committee that sponsors the Sheriff's Department's teams, in recognition of the fact that they shell out some pretty serious coin for us to have the rooms rump, asked us to provide additional volunteers. And I had to take a few people who thought they were going out there and work in the command center, out of the command center, and put them in the field to provide those volunteers. But we did that. We were able to provide all the volunteers they needed us to provide, or all but one, but Randy. Technically, we provided all the folks we needed to provide because Randy came up with some non-racy staff that were able to help us out. But I think we can expect again next year to be needing to provide communicators in the vehicles again.
So keep that in mind, everyone. Even if you're not Orange County Racies, we could use other Racies members to volunteer, right? Right? Okay.
Anybody who can qualify as DSW, we can use.
Okay, so it's a good time for all. Roll the dice, you know, while you're there. Couple casinos in the area. Weather was beautiful. And you're providing a great service to the teams. We had three teams from Orange County?
Three teams from Orange County.
We supported two, and then did we support someone else too?
Walt Wilson supports the Arizona DA, and we helped him.
Anyone remember Walt Wilson?
Yeah.
We're fairly certain we know why one of the team's tracker boxes stopped working about halfway through the race, and that's that when it got to the end of the race, the TNC had gotten turned off. They don't work so well when they're turned off. So I'm going to look again at our boxes and at the TNCs and work on a couple different solutions.
Duct tape. Solutions for everything.
That's obviously one.
But use printed duct tape, not the gray stuff. Use like the, you know, animal print.
You and I need to talk about some solutions that take green.
Take green? Green duct tape?
You know, no, not gray duct tape.
I saw pink the other day.
Pink, yes. We had pink at one of the raffles, didn't we? Pink duct tape.
Basically, one of the reasons why I haven't mounted the TNCs into those boxes is because we have several KPC3s that when you go to reset, you have to reset them to reprogram them. You have to do a hard reset, which means taking the cover off and taking the battery out, making the thing go back to its factory default. If we had nothing but KPC3 pluses, we wouldn't have to put them into what they call GPS mode. And so I don't even have to reset them. I can reprogram them. I can just reprogram them straight in. But that means swapping out several of the TNCs that are in the county boxes. So we'll have to talk about that. That would certainly be, if we did that, then I could hard mount every one of those boxes so that it was in that box. You know, the TNCs are in the box and then not able to move around and get switched off.
How many understood that? Because he's going to translate it in English for me later. I'm not that technical.
He wants money.
Excellent. So a big hand for those who did go to Baker to Vegas. Now I want to talk a little bit about the drill we had on Saturday. The city-county drill. How many participated in that? Show of hands. Woohoo! I am asking for your input on things that went well, things that maybe didn't go so well, changes we can make for next year. I do want those via email. I'm going to try and get a report together by the next city-county meeting, which is in 2 weeks. right, Ken, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So just